the Nightly News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, hello and good evening to everyone out there on the live streams on YouTube and on Ustream. Also, all of you that download our podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic, thank you very much. Also, don't forget to subscribe to us, folks, on our YouTube channel at youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Also, we have an Android app that you can download to any of your favorite Android device. Tonight it is Thursday, May 7th, 2015. I'm Jason. This is the Nightly News Podcast. Also along for the ride is Rags.
What up?
What's up, man? How you been, man? How's your weather up there in the West Coast?
Beautiful day here in the Northwest. Just sunny and beautiful.
No earthquakes?
You know, there was a 3.7 up north somewhere.
This hasn't been too bad. You know, I figured that, you know, New Guinea, they had another one, a 7.2, I think it was, the other night.
Well, that's pretty strong for where it was here. I mean, I don't know if we have had one that. I mean, we've had stronger, but I mean, it was kind of a wake up. It was pretty deep though, but it was north of Seattle actually. Early this morning.
Yep. All right, folks. So we're going to get to some news topics here. We've got plenty to cover. I'm just going over the list here and seeing which one I want to throw up first. And I think we're going to talk about this one first. I'm going to move that off to the... This is the story that froze my computer a minute ago. So that's why I'm running late, folks. We had a computer issue, which had to be rebooted. And it's been rebooted, so now we're back. And now there's audio playing in the background because of this damn website. Rags, I wanted to talk about the NSA story first. I'm going to throw it up on the screen for those watching. The NSA program on phone records is illegal, the court has ruled. So... I'm sorry, I'm just having a couple issues here, folks. I'm trying to get this for the folks who watch live on YouTube and Ustream, and also those who watch afterwards. I just want to get this on the screen here, and now we've got it up for you. So the NSA program, of course, Rags, you know this one, on phone records. The court have ruled that it's illegal. The Federal Appeals Court ruled Thursday that the National Security Agency's collection of millions of Americans' phone records violates the USA Patriot Act, marking it the first time an appellate panel has weighed in on a controversial surveillance program that has divided Congress and ignited a national debate over the proper scope of the government's spying programs. In a blister 97-page opinion, a unanimous three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals determined that the government had stretched the meaning of the statute to enable, quote, sweeping surveillance of Americans' data in staggering volumes. The ruling comes as Congress begins a continuous debate over whether to reauthorize the statute that underpins the NSA program or let it lapse. The court did not issue an injunction ordering the program to stop. I thought that was odd. How can a program, a court, deem illegal but let it continue, Rex?
I have no clue. Why even make the ruling?
They basically said, yep, it's illegal. But hey, you don't have to stop what you're doing. It's up to Congress to fix the problem.
Well, I guess all it is if those court records are so, if those phone records are ever brought in, this ruling is going to already show that they're illegal. Thus, they'll be thrown out of court in any future cases. So,
oh, that sucks. Sorry, just
I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, by them ruling it. Now, they can't make if it's a law, well, the one thing that, you know, a court or even the Supreme Court, it has to go back and be rewritten over by Congress, especially from the appellate courts. So you're going to have to go back, and Congress is going to have to either amend the law or just get rid of the law.
Well, they need to do something, because it just makes no sense. I just don't see what's the purpose of these courts. I mean, why even make Riven say anything? I mean, just keep him out.
You know
there.
What? Like the NSA really needs the courts. I mean, they got all sorts of data. It's not even funny. I mean, they own Google. I mean, you know, the NSA is Google.
They are Google. That
you
is
know,
a fact.
So let's just be plain and blunt. There's everything's out there. So, but you know, hey, just if you're ever out there and all of a sudden somebody brings in some phone records, well. You're going to win your case because that's going to be thrown out. Even though they're doing it, it'll be thrown out because of this ruling. If you got a smart lawyer that will remember this ruling.
Sorry, I'm stumbling here a little bit. I'm having some technical issues with the YouTube stream. The whole broadcasting software crashed on me. So I'm dealing with that. So, give me just a minute, Rags. Do you have a story lined up?
Yeah, I got a story lined up here. Let's
go
see
ahead
here.
And go what you got. While well, I
speaking
try
of
to
illegal
out.
Stuff and stuff that happens, how about motels sharing daily guest lists with police and aiding warrant checks on every guest that come to their motel hotels?
What?
Yeah, can you believe that crap? This is from shtfplan.com. Shit hit the fan. Or is that what it says? Oh!
Shit hit the fan. STHF.
Yeah. Yep. shtfplan.com.
All right. Sorry, folks. For those of you on YouTube, we're back now. I just had a little technical issue, so we're now back, and Rags is now covering a story. What was that title of that story, Rags?
Motels sharing daily guest list with police and aiding warrant checks on every guest. Now, that seems like it would be an invasion of privacy. Again, you can find this on the shtfplan.com. From Max Salvo, the motel hotel industry is not only spying on you, it's partnering with police. This isn't just a routine cooperation when police request information for criminal investigations. Instead, it's an apparently everyday data sharing on every guest. It is a troubling private-public overlap where motel and hotel clerks are systematically sharing do-not-rent lists and helping police to run checks on guests daily for outstanding warrants. If you're staying at a Motel 6 and other chains pursuing similar policies, now includes a hidden guilty until proven innocent background check that puts ordinary travelers one step away from a call to police. And this is from the Providence Journal. City police have arrested four people staying at a Motel 6 on Jefferson Boulevard as a result of the hotel chain's agreement to provide police with a daily guest list, Mayor Scott Avidson said Tuesday. The names of the Motel 6 guests, which police then checked for outstanding warrants, is one of five steps Motel 6 corporate managers agreed to take in response to a string of high-profile incidents and concerns the establishment was becoming a haven for passing criminals. The other measures listed in an agreement Motel 6 executives signed Tuesday include raising the minimum age to rent a room from 18 years old to 21, hiring a police detail every night, and sharing their national do-not-rent list with police and conducting regular training, including how to spot human trafficking. We know that everyone who is staying at our hotel tonight, Evanson said in a phone interview after a meeting at Motel 6 executives, that also include Warwick Police Chief Colonel Stephen McCartney and Seconic Matt from Seconic Mass, Town Administrator Sean E. Carmen. So, which is funny. So the popular Motel 6 has decided to partner with police to violate the rights of guests without the consent of my guests. So they're turning over information about you without your consent. That's illegal.
Yeah, probably. You know, it probably is illegal. I don't know.
You cannot. In other words, so, you know, there's third party, just like, there's third-party checks. A third party can't arrest you or can't lead you up and indict you either. It's like, what was it? I think something with cell phone towers. I know that. It was here recently here in the state of Washington. But running a background check on me, that's illegal. I never, it's just like, you know, it's like when you go for a credit app. You cannot run a credit app on me unless I signed a waiver for you to do that. That's illegal.
So I'm not allowed to check your credit?
What's that?
You're not allowed to check, like, you're not allowed to check my credit without my approval? Is that what you're saying?
Without your approval, yes. You must have approval to check your credit.
Huh.
Now, usually you've signed up with your credit or you've ran it through a credit agency and, you know, they're going to go in there. But, you know, most people, you know, you're supposed to have permission. But it's just like anything else. I mean, this is privacy. I mean, how do I know that whoever's behind the desk ain't going to use my information for something later?
Right.
You know, a clerk back there looking, downloading pictures of my wife, you know, jerking off in the corner or something.
Oh.
I mean, come on. I mean, listen, I mean, honestly.
No, you're right. That's pretty
downloading
insane.
Information on me, that I mean, that's illegal. That's an invasion of privacy.
No,
I bet you
right.
I bet you somebody shuts this down real quick.
Most likely.
Excuse
me. So yeah, that's pretty insane, man. Where are they going to stop? They just keep wanting more and more and information that I don't know what they're looking for, but I don't know.
I thought that was kind of an interesting. So next time you stay at a Motel 6,
I won't be.
They're checking you out.
Won't be at that Motel 6. Those motels, anyway. All right, so my next one here, Rags, and this one, of course, come out, hit the stories today. And the Senate overwhelmingly approves the bill to give Congress say in the Iran agreement. So I don't know if this is any surprise to anybody or anything like that, but they approved it. So I guess now it goes to Obama's desk. But I guess this is a rare occasion. They're saying in a rare bipartisan accord, the Senate overwhelmingly approved a compromise bill Thursday that would give Congress power to review any nuclear deal with Iran. The measure passed 98-1. I wonder who that one was. And is likely to clear the House as early as next week, providing an outlet for lawmakers determined to have a say in an emerging deal between six international powers and Iran. The nearly unanimous Senate vote came after President Obama threatened to veto proposals that would have given Congress a more assertive role or that would have added fresh demands to the ongoing negotiations. The final bill, which the White House embraced, contained no such requirements. Because of the prolonged controversy, even the bill's sponsors were surprised when only freshman Senator Tom Corton of Arkansas, he's the one who cast a no vote. Senator Mark Rubio of Florida, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Rand Paul of Kentucky, all candidates for the Republican presidential nomination, voted in favor of the bill. Cotton had challenged Republican leaders last week by bringing to the floor 2 amendments that he said would toughen the bill. Critics said the provisions would doom the bill and thus cut Congress out of any role. And Thursday's lopsided tally come minutes after the Senate voted 93-6 to cut off further debate on dozens of amendments that Republicans had offered. The bill, sponsored by Senator Bob Corker and Benjamin Cardin, would give Congress the right to vote for or against any change in the status quo when it comes to Iran. And this was moments after passage. The White House also portrayed the bill as a victory. So this is probably no surprise, right, Rags?
Well, no. I mean, this is what we all wanted. This is what the American public was. I mean, here was Barack Crackhead Hussein, I'm sorry, whatever.
Didn't they want more, though? Didn't they want more?
You know, he was going to try to do the deal on his own.
Yeah, but didn't
you know, and said he was going to do it. Now, he cannot. No deal can be done without the approval of Congress, which is bullshit, because any deal involving any contract with the United States of America is always approved by Congress. But,
right.
You know, so this is a good, you know, kind of a good move with Congress to put the checks and balances in there with Barack Hussein Obama.
Hussein. I don't know what I was going to say. I was just
kind of like spacing out. You're kind of like in and out and whatever. Huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you distracted? Are you distracted? Are you distracted?
No, not really. Not really. I'm just trying to think of what to say here, and I just... It feels like the people wanted a lot more than what this... it just feels like this is a big compromise. A compromise, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. And,
well, I don't know if it is. No, because the American people were wanting Congress to have the say in Iran, not having the president do it by himself. So this is a win.
But he threatened to veto a proposal that would give Congress a more assertive role.
Well, he can try to do whatever hell he wants.
And that was taken out. So now there's no such assertive. So now, what's that mean, assertive role? I don't understand what that means. What does that?
Assertive means if I'm going to insert, so I'm going to be assertive. Assertive. I'm going to ascertain, and I'm going to be assertive, positive, confirm. I'm doing it myself.
So he took that away from Congress. That's basically what it says, and Congress said okay.
But here's the thing. President always had a veto power. It didn't matter whether we did this bill or not. It's just saying that they didn't put it in there.
When's the Senate going to man up and override a veto?
Well, then that's the whole thing. I mean, the bigger issue that I see that most Americans, for the most part, sweeping changes in Congress in the last election here, just last November.
Mm-hmm.
Totally Republican Senate and House. Totally. Now, you know, where are they doing the will of the American people? I see them doing, we obviously have seen them doing a lot of butt buddies with the friggin' Democrats.
Come on, we know what politicians do, man. They do what they do best. And they pander to the lobbyists.
They give a reach around. They reach around each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got to grease the palms that pay, you know, that puts money in their, you know, in their campaigns and their super PACs and all that shit. So, yeah, no surprise to me.
Doesn't surprise me one bit,
and the people wonder why it just continues the same thing over and over and over. Nothing changes. Just names of people. Heck, some of the people stay there for 30, 40 years. That's insane. It's insane.
Why not?
You shouldn't have politicians in for 30 and 40 years. You shouldn't.
I think senators should be every 4 years, not six. And I believe that everybody should only serve two terms, just like the President of the United States.
The system's stacked against us.
Well, of course it is. I mean, who can't tell? I mean, when there's only two parties that run anybody, it's just like, you know, of course, the UK elections. Of course, I don't know if you have any information on that. You know, the UK elections were today.
Yeah, I've seen, I guess, the Conservatives.
And there's like, I don't know how many different parties over there. But you have to have a total majority over to do everything. Well, who's the prime minister over there? Whatever his name. Cameron won.
Oh, yeah.
The election to retain prime minister, but that party is going to need some concessions from other parties in order to get things passed, and it's still not. Well, you just have to see how that works out.
He still has to form his coalition, right? Even though he's won, he still has to form that coalition so that.
Yeah, I mean, and he has to get together. You know, you want to talk? They got a ton of parties over there.
Their politics is a lot more crazier than ours, right?
Yeah, man, it's a beatdown. They yell at each other. They, you know, they argue with each other. You know, they do it right, man. They get up, take a pee on each other, whatever, you know.
Oh Lord,
I like the way they do things over in Europe and Great Britain. I mean, they get into the face of the other politician. So listen here, blimey, bam.
Sorry, there I was adjusting my headset. Oh, so what do you got? We got 6 minutes before we take
a break.
Here.
Let's see, what can we do here? Ah, about a quick one here. You know, this is what I don't get. You know, we talked about Pam Geller. You know, the gal who organized the Muhammad cartoon contest. This is from Newsbusters, and it really, you get MSNBC. You know, right? Of course, we all know they suck balls because it's proven by the American public, because they are dead last in all the news agencies. And their terrorism expert, Coleman, indirectly compares Pam Geller to Nazis by invoking a Reichstag fire. So get this. So here's a story from, like I said, from Newsbusters. MSNBC terrorism expert Evan Coleman insisted on tonight's Hardball program that Pam Geller was dangerously close to committing hate crimes with her Draw Muhammad events. Coleman also compared the Jewish co-founder of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, AFDI, to the Nazis by way of invoking the Reichstag fire that the Nazis set as of February 1933 as a pretext to seizing power. For his part, Chris Matthews failed to rebuke Coleman for his incendiary comparison. Here you got, can you believe this? So all of a sudden we have the again, Jay, we've been talking about this all week.
Yep.
You
know, it was, I'm sorry, but not really going off subject here, but did you see Chris Cuomo, is it Cuomo or Cuomo or whatever is freaking?
Chris Cuomo, yes.
He said that, you know, what she said isn't protected by the First Amendment.
Yes,
that,
it is.
That we need to go reread our Constitution. That's not protected speech. And
this is what. So 4 months ago,
whenever so wrong. He's wrong.
I know. He's way wrong. That what gets me is here's what gets me right now. So where is every one of those Hollywood stars who everybody want? Every one of them wore the little thing at the Golden Globes, an arne of Charlie Habu.
Yeah.
You know where is every one of those stars? I mean. What's the difference between...
it's an American conservative doing it.
Oh. But she's Jewish. Isn't she?
Yeah, but she's got definitely American.
And comparing her to Nazi and she's Jewish? Oh, my God. I'm telling you right now. Bizarre friggin' world, dude.
It is bizarre world.
These media, they're out of control. I want to be like the guy last night, Jay, whoever we're listening to. I'm going to have to listen to him again to give me some of his... innuisms and stuff that he says. He was cracking me up last night listening to that radio show.
Who was it?
I was trying. Whatever that guy we were listening to last night, the old guy from.
Oh, Gary Gatehouse.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's a trip. You guys have. You have to
Anna
listen
Kentucky.
To him. Woo.
You know, Barack Hussein Obama's sissy.
Barack Obama the sissy.
Oh God, the guy was hilarious.
He is a character.
He was hilarious.
Where is it? The Gary Gatehouse radio show, folks. If you want to check him out, he's definitely a character. I think he's down in Texas, and
I think it's, you gotta listen to his show. I think he's when he's passionate, he's full of energy. The guy, I mean, and hey, I mean, he knows what he's talking about.
You could probably do a show on his show.
I mean, he just, you know, he's got that southern draw going. He's just cracks me up with some of the things that were just how he was describing, you know, the politicians and everything. And it was quite funny. So, yeah, so MSNBC, because they're so good. And, you know, Mr. Hardball man himself, Chris Matthews, who's, you know, obviously we all know is a total. I mean, I don't even think that guy gets like 100,000 people that watch his show. That's pretty sad.
It is pretty sad. I don't know how many,
that's sad. MSNBC, you're just sad.
I'm just reading the last little, I guess, an excerpt from the show. It says, people that exercise the freedom of speech also have a responsibility to understand the words have meaning, and they can cause harm, and that's why we have libel laws. That's why we have defamation laws, and that's why we have hate crime laws. And I would suggest that what Pamela Geller is doing comes, in some cases, quite close to what is normally defined as a hate crime. But what Charlie Habu was doing wasn't a hate crime, right?
No. Drawing cartoons of Muhammad.
Jeez. Well, folks, we're coming here at the bottom of the hour, so we need to take our break and take the 5-minute news break here and also throw an ad in there. So it'll be about a 6-minute break. And we'll be back after that, folks, so stand by. Also, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Go to youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Disclosure Media. Hey, folks, so refresh your drinks, and we'll be back here in a short jiffy.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
That's a new one, Rags.
Ah, it sounded new.
Alright, so let's get back to some news, folks.
Well, I was just going to, since she covered it real quick, she only just said, I had this in my news for tonight. You heard there on Fox News about the earthquake in Texas, and I just happened to have it.
Oh, really? There was an earthquake in Texas?
There was an earthquake in Texas from the Dallas Morning News. A 4.0 quake in Venus, south of Tarrant County, rattles much of North Texas. Parts of North Texas experienced the most powerful earthquake. So far, the rumble throughout that part was about a 4.0 trembler, which was in Venus, just south of Mansfield and west of Middle Lothian, according to the U.S. Geological Survey and countless reports on Twitter. It occurred about at 5:58 p.m. local time. It was felt from Arlington to Mansfield to Middle Lothian to Alvarado, Claiborne to Dallas, according to the United States GS. There's even one report from as far away as Austin. People in Austin, Texas also felt that, maybe. Johnson County Emergency Manager tweeted that two homes reported minor foundation issues around Alvarado. No surprise, the USGS confirms that the largest quake to strike North Texas, and it was a shallow trembler occurring about 2 miles deep. The most recent quake reported in that part of Johnson County was a 3.4 magnitude in November. Dallas and Irving haven't experienced a quake larger than a 3.6, which occurred during the day of shaking in early January. The largest quake ever recorded in Texas occurred in 1931, a 5.8 magnitude near Valentine in far west Texas. So there you go. So right down there in the heart of Dallas, Fort Worth, a little 4.0 goes off on you.
Wow. So I wonder if they're going to contribute that to fracking.
You know, and And just like, was it just a week ago or a couple months ago, how they just had like a whole swarm of them?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and you can see it. Well, I got the map there in that link. You can see where the swarm were up there north of Dallas. I mean, there was like, I don't know how many of them that were up there. It was incredible. I mean, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I'm just trying to, you try to wrap your head around it. I mean, I don't know. I like to hear, you know, here's the one thing, Jay, which kind of gets me a little bit. How come a lot of these scientists haven't been speaking out lately?
I'm
wondering, I mean, how come they haven't spoken out about volcanoes and the earthquakes that have happened? I mean, I just don't know why more scientists aren't on the news.
They're all paid off.
Or dead. You know that, too.
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Quiet.
So yeah, so there you go. Just thought I'd, since we heard that on the Fox News break, I thought I'd just
give
clarity on it.
Coordination there between Fox and Rags. So I got a story here, Rags. This is pretty fresh off the wire. The sources have confirmed it. Well, I don't know if they confirmed it, but sources are saying that the Justice Department, they are going to investigate the Baltimore police. And this is coming from the great folks at the Communist News Network. You guys know those people, right? The CNN folks. So It looks like the Justice Department plans to launch a pattern or a practice investigation into the methods of the Baltimore Police Department, a law enforcement source said Thursday. See, you always get these sources, Rags, but when it comes to the earthquakes and stuff, we never get nothing from that. But you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the investigation was requested by the city's mayor and is expected to be announced officially on Friday, the source said. The investigation comes in the wake of Freddie Gray's death and the outrage that followed. In asking for the investigation, Baltimore Mayor Stephen Rawlins Blake said such an inquiry was necessary to achieve the kind of, quote, sustainable and significant reform. Anyway, the DOJ has employed these investigations in communities across our nation to reform serious patterns and practice of force, bias, policing, and other unconstitutional practices by law enforcement. She's asking the Department of Justice to investigate if our police department has engaged in a pattern or practice of stop, searches, or arrests that violate the Fourth Amendment. I'm sure you probably will. I'm sure there's plenty. The Justice Department is already investigating whether Gary's civil rights were violated. And again, Rags, you know, I'm going to say that dude, Gary, he was injured before he got in that van. I've watched too many of these videos, different angles. There's one video when they try to stand him up that he's pretty much screaming in pain. And it looks like his foot is, he can't even, like he has no, like he can't even control his foot. It looks like it's just, you know, limp. So I think he was injured in the pursuit. He fell, maybe they jumped on him, they had his knee in his back or something, and they, you know, these, I don't know, it didn't happen in the van, that's what I'm going to say, and I think most of these officers, especially the van, is probably, the driver of the van is going to get off, he's going to get acquitted.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you should see my shock face, I mean, you already knew that they were going to investigate it, so you know that wasn't shocking me whatsoever. Come on, I mean, they've anything that Obama, he's got to investigate everything because you know every one of these African American kids look like his son,
right?
So
except
you know.
When they riot.
Oh no, I mean even when they riot, right?
Or
I mean,
he calls them thugs when they riot.
Obama calls them thugs?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
I didn't know that Obama called. I knew the councilman
did. Oh, no. Obama got
I never heard Obama say the word thug.
He did. He did.
Oh, well, I've heard from other black people. That's just like calling us the N-word.
That's right. That one guy, he said it plain as day on live TV that pretty much saying the N-word when you call someone a thug. But yeah, Obama got in it, and the mayor got in on it, and the prosecutor. So yeah, you know, I don't know. Let's move on to another story. What do you got?
Oh, let's see. What gonna go with here next? How about the 4.0? Yeah, I thought we touched about like this one yesterday. Me and you talked about this yesterday. How about the crazy person alert? This woman is suing all gay people on Earth on God's behalf.
What?
Me and you talked about this after the show yesterday.
I don't think we did. Did we really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, remember you were cruising through the news or something? Didn't you? I thought you said something to me about it yesterday. You said you saw breaking news or you saw a tweet on it.
Yeah, that's what
from
it
Nebraska.
Was.
That's
yeah,
right. Remember that's from
what
Nebraska.
I'm like, what?
You saw a tweet on it. So there it is. This is from stot.net, and you can see the little transcript or the handwritten office of the court, the little piece of paper that she wrote on there. This is funny. To the United States District Court of Omaha, Nebraska, plaintiffs. I.G. Nelson Sullivan Driscoll, ambassador for plaintiff God and his son Jesus Christ, versus the homosexuals, their given name homosexuals, their alias gay. Oh, God. Are you showing this? Are you showing this?
Oh, yeah, I'm showing
YouTube?
It. Yep.
Yeah, this is quite funny. I mean, you know, I'm not laughing again. I'm just how this was written up. Okay, so identifying herself as an ambassador of God and Jesus Christ, a Nebraska woman has filed a federal lawsuit against all homosexual people on the planet for breaking religious and moral laws. Sylvia Ann Driscoll of Auburn argues in a 7-page handwritten petition delivered to the U.S. District Court of Omaha that homosexuality is a sin and that the homosexuals know it is a sin to live a life of homosexuality, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. Why else would they have been hiding in the closet? The 66-year-old who is representing herself in the lawsuit cites Webster Dictionary as well as a series of Bible passages in her letter, which is riddled with spelling and punctuation errors, the Omaha World Herald reports. She challenges U.S. District Judge John M. Girard to not judge God to be a liar, and slams gay people as liars, deceivers, and thieves, in this case, filed simply as Driscoll versus homosexual. I never thought that I'd see a day in which our great nation or our great state of Nebraska would become so compliant to the complicity of some people's lewd behavior, she notes. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassion fails not. You can click to see the full petition at that link. I don't know what to say. It's kind of funny. I mean, it's funny. I understand the woman. I understand what she's saying.
Thou shalt not murder or kill. Yeah, that's a godly thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Or a Bible thing. Or
so. Yeah, when you I saw this. I had to pull it up. And I saw it when you read me that tweet last night. So yeah, there you go, folks. She's the ambassador for God and Jesus Christ, and she's suing homosexuals.
Wow, just insane. Well, here I've got a story here that's a little out there. Or I guess Facebook decided that they were going to censor. Try to censor, and they've been censoring some posts, but that's the problem with Facebook. The issue is they're able to censor because people can just report things, but you know the story down in Texas where the two guys showed up at the at that contest. Well, the guy that won the contest, Facebook, they closed his account, but after a bunch of people complained, they did restore the account. And this is a story from Infowars.com here. And the winner of the Muhammad Art Contest in Garland, Texas, that was attacked by the gun-wielding jihadist on Sunday, was sensationally banned by Facebook before his account was restored after voracious complaints or some word like that. I don't know. Boris Fostein, whose winning entry depicts a pretty crazy picture if you look at it, Rags, when you get a chance. I don't know if you've got the link there. You can go check it out. Have you seen the winning picture?
No, I did not. I have not seen the winning picture.
Click that link there. I've got the Muhammad Art Contest winner banned by Facebook. Check it out.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to check that out. So this is where the winner is.
That's the winner.
Oh, you added that at the end, didn't you? No. Oh, gosh, dang it.
No, it's in there. It's my last one.
Your last one. There we go. Okay. Yeah, as it loads up here, as I'm waiting for it to come up, and it's not loading very well. And okay.
So he tweeted out that that he had been removed from Facebook, and of course people didn't take too kindly to that, and they quickly started, you know, their own petition, basically, you know, telling Facebook to, you know, get this and fix this. And after supporters, bunch of complaints to Facebook. His account was restored after 5 hours. And they did the same thing to, I guess, InfoWars' Facebook. It was suspended for like 3 days or something because they posted a picture of nothing, really. I mean, just a picture and some words. And
this is what we're saying, this right here?
Yep, that's what the terrorists are going to kill people over.
And Facebook, it's offensive how?
Yeah, well, because some... Oh, see, that's the problem with Facebook. It only takes a group of people to click on a picture and deem it offended, and Facebook will remove it.
Well, that's your problem, people. Fuck Facebook.
Because Facebook's ran by computers and algorithms, and if a certain amount of people click a photo and report it, guess what? The system automatically removes it, bans the account, and you can't do anything until a human actually comes and investigates the situation. And a lot of times, if you don't have a following or have a lot of people to cause a fuss, nothing happens. You know, you just get ignored by Facebook. Luckily, this guy had a, it's a pretty big story, so obviously someone in Facebook saw it, and they managed to take care of it. Again, it took 5 hours. This guy, lost his Facebook account for 5 hours because of this picture. Look at it.
Wow.
What's offended by that?
I don't know.
Now, I understand Muslims. You. It's blasphemy to Muslims.
I mean, he almost looks like a werewolf, but it's kind of like he's...
I heard someone else say that, too. Yeah,
he almost looks like a werewolf. He almost looks like, kind of looks like the dude from the X-Men, but...
But yeah, but the drawing, it says you can't draw me, and
I would have drawn one of me, a picture of me, with their head in my hand beheading them. That's what I mean, right?
Now
that's what they do.
That's offensive, Rags.
No, but it'd be me, an American, doing it. Me beheading. Yeah.
But you can't do that.
A jihadi.
No, that's
one
no.
of them friggin' caliphate bastards.
You're not allowed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what's offensive, and that is what drives people to kill another human being, a drawing.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we've come to. People killing each other over a picture, a drawing.
Dude, maybe there's some kind of built-in MK Ultra into it after you stare.
There's
at
something,
it
for... man, to where people are just killing each other. Because someone drew a picture, because you're not allowed to draw that picture because it's. There was a lot of things that were blasphemy back in the day. So what do we do now? We're not allowed to do that. Is that the one thing that the freedom of speech doesn't protect? The drawing of Muhammad, is that going to be the new decree?
Who knows?
You can't draw Muhammad.
Hey, it's a Muslim president. What do you expect?
Yeah. You got a point there. So you got another story lined up, man. Let's move on here from this darn Muhammad shit.
I got my last one here. How about this one? This is from the Daily Mail. UK, man is raped at gunpoint by three women.
What?
So they could collect his semen in a cooler box and steal it. How about that?
I think I heard this story somewhere else today. And it's pretty, from some of the details of the story that I heard, it was pretty messed up. But go on.
Yeah, let's see. A man was kidnapped at gunpoint and raped by three women who collected his semen in a cool box and stealing it before and abandoning their victim. And the method is part of a growing trend. The 33-year-old man gave the women directions when they pulled up in a black BMW. Suddenly, one of the women, armed with a gun, got out and forced him into the back of the car at gunpoint. The trio then drove him 5 kilometers away and fondled him in the back of the car. But, what?
Lord.
They took him at gunpoint. Yes. And then they drove fondled him in the back of the car.
And he couldn't
but
get,
he did not
he could not get
aroused.
I wonder why.
So they forced him to drink an unknown substance from a bottle to aid him.
Oh.
Then they raped the man repeatedly. Oh my god. And collected his semen in plastic bags, placing them in a cooler box.
Wow.
The man was then kicked out of the car 500 kilometers away from where they picked him up in the Kawazi Township, Port Elizabeth, and made off with the stolen sperm. The exact same method is being used by women in Gauteng and who are forcing men to drink from a bottle and stealing their semen, but no arrests have been made. Constable Madisi Madumbo said as he was busy pointing out the directions, one lady came out and pointed a gun at him and forced him into a car, reports Watlin, then drove him to a thoroughfare 5 kilometers away. They parked the car and they fondled him to get an erection, but his penis could not get erect.
Hold on a second. Back up. Did you just say the constable was raped too?
Well, and I don't know if that's...
Or is the constable repeating the story of the guy? I'm confused.
He's repeating the story. This is really confusing, but we never heard of such a thing. But the man was... Yeah, I think he was just repeating the constable was repeating what the guy said. So yeah, so there you go. So if you're out in South Africa, in Port Elizabeth,
I won't be going there.
Watch out for women coming to get your semen.
So what is it, like a huge, I guess, are they making a lot of money off this or something?
I apparently so. I don't know. I have no clue. Apparently it's a hot thing. I mean, it's only good for so long. So, interesting. Just interesting. All out of South Africa. So, hey, there's some guys here that should probably go down to South Africa and help them out, you know?
Hmm. Interesting.
Now they must be really bad and ugly if they're not getting around. that's funny.
So we got our first named storm of pre-hurricane season forms in the Atlantic rags.
What?
Uh-huh. Yep, this is just hitting
the wires.
It's
not even June 1st yet. It's only June 1st through October.
This literally just hit the wires. Throwing it up on the screen
now. A tropical storm's already emerged?
The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season formed off the South Carolina coast on Thursday, namely nearly a month before the season officially begins. Subtropical storm Anna was located 170 miles southeast of Myrtle Beach, with maximum sustained winds near 45 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. The storm was moving north at about 2 miles an hour, just creeping along. A tropical storm watch was in effect late Thursday for Edisto Beach, South Carolina, to Cape Lookout, North Carolina. A watch means the tropical storm conditions are possible on this stretch of coast within 48 hours. The system is expected to deliver 2 to 4 inches of rain over eastern areas of both Carolinas over the weekend and was already creating heavy surf and swells. The Atlantic hurricane season officially begins June 1st and ends on November 30th. In the eastern Pacific, it begins May 15th and ends November 30th. Interesting.
I just saw that, too, and right below that, I saw in breaking news, too, that the Russian supply spacecraft, it has already burned up.
Oh, it crashed?
Yeah, it burned up over the Pacific Ocean. It didn't hit anything.
I was hoping it was going to burn up over my space here, yep, and I could maybe
completely burned up over the Pacific.
Huh, that sucks.
So all those people that, oh my god, it's going to come to Earth. And yeah, like I said, it was all going to burn up. Not a piece of it was going to even come through. Not even close.
I'm just looking at some of, we still got some time here to kill folks. I'm just looking through. So the election results for the UK, folks, it looks like the Conservatives are confident David Cameron will remain Prime Minister, with early general elections suggesting the party will be close to a majority. So that's coming out of the UK. The Tories are confident as Labour flatters. Oh, you know the guy, the Yemen Al-Qaeda leader who claimed credit for the Charlie Hebdo attack?
Yep.
He's dead.
Oh, but that's racist!
Nope, a senior Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula leader who claimed the group's responsibility for the Charlie Hebdo massacre and the murder of an American hostage during a Basque raid in December has been killed in a USA drone strike. But that's okay, Rex. Nothing racist about that.
Crud, man. Thick crud. That's all I can say. Thick crud.
So I guess we started training Syrian rebels today. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw that. I actually had that up as a news story, but it was like, eh, you know.
Yeah, let's see. Let me check it out.
We've already did this once before. I mean, I think it turned into ISIS. But, you know, whatever.
It says, after months of planning delays, American Special Operations troops have started training a small group of Syrian rebels in Jordan with the goal of creating a political moderate force with the fighting prowls to take on seasoned and well-armed extremists of the Islamic State, senior Pentagon officials said Thursday. That combination of moderation and ability has so far eluded most of the rebel groups fighting in Syria. So, yeah, I guess we have done this before, and, you know, they took our... Remember, that's how they got their jeeps and stuff. I mean, we basically gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
It says only 90 rebels are taking part in the first round of training. 90. 90. Got a long way to go.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I'm just looking over the story here. Oh, it says once the program is up and running, the American goal is to train about 5,000 fighters a year. That's still a relatively small number given the thousands of Islamist and government fighters arrayed around Syria. Yeah, by the time you get your 5,000 done your first year, there'll be 30 more thousand more ISIS freaking people. Because, I mean, Jesus, these people crack me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there'll be that many more ISIS people because I'll guarantee you the Israelis will nuke them. They'll nuke them, Iran, something, who knows.
I see the story that ISIS was near one of Iran's largest oil refineries. I've seen a story out there. I can't find it, but... Looks like Oklahoma declared a state of emergency in a dozen counties Thursday as the state and several others recovered from severe storms. We didn't really cover that too much, but I guess we had some tornadoes yesterday and last night. I think one person was killed. 12 counties. 30 people were reported injured in the storms. I guess there was a second day of tornadoes appears unlikely. Well, that's always great. I couldn't imagine living in an area that always got those things. See, I've seen some of those towns that get those things back-to-back rags.
Yeah, that place down south of Norman, Oklahoma, has been hit 3 times the last 4 years.
Yeah, that would just suck. Well, folks, I think we're going to wrap it up for this edition of the Nightly News Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Disclosure Media. You can also follow us or subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.disclosuremedia.net. You can subscribe Rags. You can follow Rags on Twitter. Where you at, Rags? What's your Twitter handle?
At Rags the Man.
Rags the Man. You can follow me at RealJason_Young, and that's my new Twitter name there. So you can follow me there if you want. We'll be back next week, folks. So have a great weekend. We'll be back, I guess, that will be on, if everything goes according, we'll be back on the 11th. That's Monday, 11 p.m. So Monday the 11th at 11 p.m. So have a great 3 days, and we'll see you then. Rags, have a great one.
See ya!
I'm not ready. See you again! Oh, I'm still not ready. Here we go. Bye, folks.